This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, June 15th, 2010. You might notice a little crack in my voice. It's because today at school, it was field day, which is the day the kids go out on the field and play, you know, different activities, like kicking the soccer ball or running the 50-yard dash or things like that. Well, I was screaming so loud that I kind of scratched my voice a little bit, so it's just a little scratchy here and there, so that's what that is. I know I just did a podcast last night, but Kathy Bacon on Twitter reminded me that, of a couple of things, but basically that Kathy Griffin's show is coming back tonight on Bravo, and it's actually on right now as I record this, and it looks like it's going to be a good season, but she, Kathy Bacon, that is, reminded me that Kathy Griffin was on The View today. So, of course, I had to watch it. I watched every day anyway, but sometimes I don't, watch all the way to the interviews. I only watch, like, the first 20 minutes, but because Kathy Bacon reminded me of that, I went ahead and watched all the way till Kathy Griffin was on the interview parts, like, you know, they sit down on the couch. Anyway, it was interesting because when Kathy Griffin came out, she shook Elizabeth Hasselbeck's hand, but then she hugged and kissed all the other ladies. And Whoopi's away, of course. Well, not of course, but Whoopi's away, and Barbara Walters is away. So it was there was some other lady, and I don't really know who she was. But anyway, it was very obvious that Kathy Griffin and Elizabeth Hasselbeck do not get along. So anyway, during the entire interview, Elizabeth Hasselbeck just sat there with, like, her hands crossed, and she didn't say a word, she never asked a question, nothing, until close to the end when they were discussing Sarah Palin and how Kathy Griffin on her show, you know, was trying to date, Levi Johnston, dating him, and then she showed on the show that she went over to Sarah Palin's house and knocked on the door, but nobody was home, and anyway, so that kind of got Elizabeth Hasselbeck riled up and then about talking about other celebrities and does Kathy ever get her feelings hurt when people talk about her? And she's like, nope, bring it on. It was really good. I should probably play the clip, but I've already deleted it off my DVR, so I don't have the audio. But I'm sure it's on the on Huffington Post or YouTube or somewhere like that. So check it out, the Kathy Griffin interview on The View on Tuesday, June 15th. It is really good, and thanks to Kathy Bacon for reminding me about that. I wanted to mention something else, too. Over the weekend, you know, because the boyfriend was with his parents, I watched a movie, and it was called Outsourced. Now, name might sound familiar to you because the movie was in 2009, I'm trying to bring it up now on Netflix. Yeah, it's called Outsourced with Josh Hamilton, and it takes place in India. This guy goes over to India to take the company's call center to, you know, outsource it to India. Anyway, the movie was it was okay. Not great or anything. The guy Josh Hamilton was kind of cute and all, and the story was cute and all, but it got 3 out of 5 stars. So that's on Netflix, not me. But anyway, so I watched that, and then literally Sunday evening, I was going to tell you about this, I saw a commercial on NBC for a TV show called Outsourced, which is starting next fall, and it's basically the exact same storyline, so they've taken the movie and turned it into a TV show. So I think I'll actually have to watch it, because the guy who's playing on the TV show is kind of much cute, actually I think cuter than the guy who was in the movie. Did anybody see that movie, Outsourced? I don't think it did too well in the theaters. Actually, if I go to Wikipedia, Outsourced, I have to go with Outsourced the movie, I guess, because Wikipedia will just bring up what Outsourced means, I would bet. Let's see. Outsource, Outsourced the movie. Let's do that, the movie. Yep, I'm not prepared. Oh, and of course, nothing comes up. Damn it. Oh, it's all about outsourcing. Oh, fuck that. Anyway, I'm just, because sometimes Wikipedia, if it has a movie page, it'll tell you how much it made in the box office. But I don't really care. That's neither here nor there. Moving on to other things. So last night on TV, I watched The Last Comic Standing. And I started to watch the show, and I'm like, this seems awfully familiar. This seems like the one that I watched last week. Well, sure enough, it was already in reruns. They're rerunning the first episode of Last Comic Standing before they play the new one. So I was a little, like, thrown off because I was not expecting to already see a rerun of Last Comic Standing. Some of the jokes were funny, mostly not. But I just was talking about the rerun. Last night, I woke up at, like, 1:30 in the morning with the hiccups. Has this ever happened to anybody? You wake up in the middle of the night with the hiccups? That just seems so odd to me. I wonder why I had the hiccups. But it took me forever to get rid of the damn things. I was up for like 20 minutes trying to get rid of the damn hiccups. Eventually, I got tired. Oh, I just have another game to play on Words with Friends. I got distracted by that game, which reminds me of something else. But anyway, I was trying to get rid of the hiccups, and eventually I just got so tired from having the hiccups that I fell back asleep, and I guess I got rid of them because I don't remember getting rid of them before falling back asleep. But that, I just thought that was so weird. Has anybody woken up in the middle of the night with the hiccups? I think that's so odd, because I don't think I've ever heard of that before. Anyway, so on yesterday's podcast, I put out the question about Words with Friends, what to do with the V, because there was no place on my board to put this V. Well, I got some comments. Actually, that yesterday's podcast got 8 comments, which was really interesting, but because it was about my haircut and the game. But Arthur, the Emerin from the Emerins podcast, he said, first of all, in his comment, that he wasn't going to leave me any help because I beat him and he can't play me again because he's got too many games going. But he tweeted to me that I could just press the pass button and then let the RJ Dennis, RJ Dennis, have to make the next move. And then, sure enough, when I pressed pass, RJ Dennis, I guess, resigned. Or maybe, I don't know actually what he did, but the game ended and I won the game. There's another one. I'm playing so many of these games. I don't even know if you guys even heard that, but it's making the sound that I have a move to make in Words with Friends. So there was that one, and then it was Jen Fabulous 30, who I got the 126 points from. I thought it was Lala Lorne, but it was not. It was Jen Fabulous. So, and she is fabulous. So yeah. Now, what was I going to say today about Words with Friends? I don't remember exactly what I was going to say. But quietly yesterday, or actually very early this morning, I should say, Apple released an update to the Mac Mini. And actually, I really like the new Mac Mini. It's kind of cool. The best thing about it is it's got HDMI out. I think it had it last time, too. Now that I think about it, I don't remember if it... You know what? It probably did. Anyway, it's a smaller design in terms of height, but it's a bigger square than the other one that they had. It's got the other thing too that's good is that the power brick is now integrated into the box itself. There's no power brick outside. You just have one cord to plug into the wall. And it's got Ethernet, FireWire 800, HDMI, mini display port, 4 USB ports, audio in, audio out, and an SD card slot. And it's kind of cool. I kind of like it. You know what I think I would use it for now that it has HDMI? Is get a cheap one for a movie server and load up all my DVDs on the Mac Mini and then plug in the HDMI cord to my big TV and be able to watch my movies right there on it. There's got to be a way to do that, I'm sure. Anyway, it looks cool. So, anybody interested in the new Mac Mini? I thought it was interesting. iPhone pre-orders had a big problem today. They slowed down servers at AT&T and Apple. Some people took forever to get their pre-order of the iPhone, the iPhone 4. I did not pre-order because my contract is not up until August, and I'm hoping that by August the crowds will have calmed down, and I'll be able to just go into the store and get my iPhone. But I don't know if do you have to. No, I think you can sign up yourself through iTunes. You don't have to go to the store to do it, I think. Yeah, I don't think so. Also, Apple released Mac OS X 10.6.4 today with just some. If I click on this link, what does it say? Includes a variety of enhancements, stability improvements, and security fixes. Oh, excuse me, but nothing new, I don't think. No big deal, nothing new to the release. I just went to Mac Rumors and it says iPhone 4 sold out for launch day at AT&T and at least parts of Europe. Wow. Sold out. Amazing. I hope my voice comes back tomorrow because I don't like the way it sounds. What else is I going to say? I think that's all. I'm clicking through all my Mac sites, and I see there's nothing great there. Oh, my voice. I'm really not liking this voice. Anyway, I just thought I would do another podcast because I had things to tell you, and that's kind of rep. Now I'm going to go watch Kathy Griffin's Life on the D-List. All right, well, I probably won't podcast tomorrow, although you never know. But that's all for today, boys and girls. Remember to tune in on Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, for my live show on Pride48.com. So, all right, boys and girls, that is all for today. Until next time, bye.